بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا عبد الله، لا تكن مثل فلان، كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. متفق عليه. Still in this chapter, that we should look after our ibadat, that is, we should carry on doing it continuously, and we must have some ibadat which is above our faras, wajib and sunnat-e-mu'akkada, that is nafil ibadat, and we should try and maintain it also all the time. In Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum, says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Abdullah, don't become like that certain person that he used to make tahajjud namaz and then he gave up making tahajjud namaz. Great ulama say they searched all the hadith for the name of this person, but they did not find it. From there they deduced that advice should be given, and like any weakness of any person, then don't mention that person's name. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not mention his name. He just said, don't be like that certain person that he used to get up for tahajjud, but he stopped getting up now. So the message is important. That person who it is, we don't have to worry about that. So the message for us is, whatever ibadat we have started at any time, whether it is tahajjud, ishraq, jasht, any ibadat, then we should not give it up. We should try and maintain it always. Must carry on doing that ibadat. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, وَكَانَ أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَيْهِ مَا دَاوَمَ صَاحِبُهُ عَلَيْهِ. The best deen, the way of doing our ibadat, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, was that the person was punctual on it. Always he did it. Not some days he does it, some days he doesn't do it, but he does it always. And in another hadith it comes that even if it's a little you do, but do it regularly. Not sometimes we do a lot, like soda water, the gas comes out heavily and after that it's dead. There is nothing. So it shouldn't be like that. We should be continuous with our ibadat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah loves that. And in all this, we should try and maintain the balance. And that is that we have to make ibadat. It comes in the Quran Sharif that فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have finished your other work, then now make Allah's ibadat. And in the word nasab is such ibadat that you feel that ibadat. The tiredness comes. So one side we have been warned that don't make so much ibadat that afterwards you get so tired and you give it up completely. On the other side, don't be so lax and you do nothing. Maintain a balance between the two, and such that you can maintain it all the time. That is sustainable. Not only that we do for a certain while a lot of ibadat and after that we give it up. We should try and make the ibadat all the time. This hadith gives us a glimpse of the moral integrity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi mentioned that from the various narrations of this hadith, not even one specifies the name of the person who was worthy of admonishment. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention that person's name. In other words, the Messenger of Allah concealed his identity. So that is also important. We should inform the people, encourage them, and the examples we use, that is also fine. But we should not try and run any person down. Based on this hadith, it is preferable to adopt continuity upon a good habit. According to Ibn al-Arabi radiyallahu ta'ala an, however, one should adopt moderation. So that is the rule that we should try and follow. On the one side, we should not make any ibadat. On the other side, we should not make so much that we get tired and we give it up. And also we should not make, some days we make ibadat, sometimes we don't make. Try and maintain a balance that what we can do continuously. That Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala loves very much. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.